The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Lots and lots of information out there. I don't know if I should call it new news anymore. It's stuff, and it's surging all over the place. I've never seen more strange and unique people on the internet live streaming themselves. It's the new way to instant celebrity. Remember in the old days, you used to kind of think about, well, I'm going to be a writer. I'm going to write a book. And then it kind of got too well. I'm going to be a movie star. Right? And then that kind of faded away when the business was just inaccessible to most people. And then there were others that wanted to make a lot of money to become a celebrity. Now, all you need is a camera and an internet account. And you can start streaming your way to fame and whatever. Interesting times. Dean Henderson, speaking of interesting times, is standing by there in the great state of Southern Dakota. They used to call it South Dakota, but I'm going to call it Southern Dakota. Let's get those two Dakotas together. Can you pull that off, Dean?
Yeah, it'd be all right, because they got a bank up there, like the bank at the State Bank in North Dakota, you know. They still got the old State Bank, you know.
That's good, isn't it? Is that bad? Oh, you mean State Bank. I didn't hear you. I got it. I got it.
Like a state-owned bank. They never kept that.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, but we'll just see how she goes.
What's going on? What's going on with that allegedly wonderful governor of yours who seems to have a little bit of a globalist affliction? I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I think she's better off down the road, you know, like that. But, you know, these flavors come and go. And yeah, it's still the same here. I mean, no mask, nobody. I think we're all done with the vaccinations, I think. I think it's hitting the wall, you know. And I think it's nationwide.
Sure, it's about time. It's slowing.
Yeah, and I think if we can hold to like 60%, you know, to get it, and the 40% of us that don't, you know, we'll actually be able to have some sort of a life, you know.
Well, until the ghouls release stage two to kill more people and scare everybody into it. Now, there's another angle to this. I don't know if you've seen this video that nurse put out. It's only 8 minutes long, and clearly now, those who have been vaccinated are shedding either the spike protein or some facet thereof, and it's infecting the unvaxxed, the non-vaccinated. Yeah. There are all manner of stories now. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, yeah, I agree. Yeah, a lot of people talked about that, you know, for a while, you know, that stay away from vaccinated people because they're going to shed that stuff. And yeah, now we have a nurse with the video telling us. And
you saw the video.
Yeah, I did see it. Yeah. And I saw another one on your site, that Forbidden Knowledge News, Chris. And the whole, he was talking about his article getting into, well, it was a video, I guess, but getting into BlackRock and Vanguard.
Oh, it's up at the top of headlines. I left it up there permanently.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody should check that out.
Same three companies practically own the world.
And BlackRock's, you know, I've talked about this, I think, on the show at least a time or two. There's these four companies. So it's State Street Capital. It's FMR, which is Fidelity. You know, anytime you see the Fidelity mutual funds, right? And then Vanguard and BlackRock. And if you seriously go to the Edgar database on the internet, the SEC, go to the SEC and go to the Edgar database, you'll see that these four companies own, they're always in the top 10 shareholders and usually in the top 5 shareholders of like every Fortune 500 company.
Doesn't matter what discipline it is, what industry it is, they're there.
They're there. And then you find out Vanguard owns BlackRock, pretty much.
I know.
And then State Street is the old, you know, Boston Brahmins. It used to be First Boston. And then it was State Street Boston. And it's the old Perkins, Forbes, Sutherland family, you know, the Boston Brahmins. You know, William Weld is part of that.
Mm-hmm.
That dude that ran against Trump, you know, he's a Boston Brahmin. And they did the opium. They brought the opium into the East Coast for the East India Company. So they're Anglophiles. They love the crown. And, it gets pretty interesting. But I think these are the four companies through which the crown does most of their offshore and most of their investing, in the U.S. And I'm sure you could go around the world and check other countries' databases and you'd find those four companies were, I bet you, right up there. But nobody seems to be able to pinpoint who are the shareholders of. I guess it's Vanguard because Vanguard owns BlackRock.
I think that's a secretive one, allegedly.
It's
right there at the top. What Dean's talking about is go to headline news, look at the top, and the story right there. I'm going to leave it up there for quite a while. See how the same handful of huge institutional investors own the world's controlling industries. In fact, only two companies control basically the planet's world's richest. And that world's richest that's 1%, own 82% of the world's wealth. It's amazing.
Yeah. 1% own 82% of the world's wealth. And I guess that's a giant socialist conspiracy, Jeff, to help the working man, you know.
The working man. Well, they're finding out now that there aren't so many working men and women as they thought because they get on this stimulus mentality and that, why the hell do I want to work? I'm going to get that check.
Right. It's a big problem, you know? Yeah, even here in town, a big problem. I hear it all over. But yeah, you just flood the economy with money and you create an asset bubble in every sector. And corn's like $7 a bushel now. 2x4 will cost you $100.
2x4 is $100. No, wait. A 2x4 by 8 is $100?
No, I'm exaggerating, but I mean, it's really, like, lumber's gone up like 90%, you know, in the last, I don't know, 6 months.
Well, I know a good sheet of ply is $50 now, a 4x8 sheet.
Jeez,
that's true.
$50. My God, yeah. I remember you can get it for 10, 20, whatever. Yeah, no, that's rubber, they're saying. There's a rubber shortage, maybe. And there's something going on there. They're deliberately restricting.
Absolutely.
Durable goods. I think we talked about this last time, but they're still doing it.
Capital goods, they call them.
Capital goods, that's it. Yeah. So, Yeah, and meanwhile, yeah, you're creating this hyperinflation with these asset bubbles, whether it's Wall Street or, you know, GameStop or Bitcoin or, you know, condominiums in Florida, you know, whatever it is. You're just creating this huge series of asset bubbles. And, yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, how, and normally this would just be, you know, the precursor to, you know, this is a tulip mania, or this is the roaring 20s kind of, or, you know, this is a precursor to the crash. I mean, when you start seeing 18-year-old kids buying Bitcoin, you know, for $58,000 and for one coin and leveraging everything they own to buy it, then the end is nigh. You know, but
the end is nigh. And
this digital yeah, currency world, where, you know, the yuan's going to go digital and Bank of England's talking about digital openly now, and you know, so what can they do with that? Can they end all these laws of economics? That's what they seem to think. But I still think, you know, the reckoning comes anyway, because, you know, I don't think they can repeal the laws of economics. And I think the debt is just the cumulative debt. You know, it just continues to grow, and the hyperinflation.
And who do we owe that money to? And when they foreclose on that debt, who's going to own this country?
That's what they do every time. See, that's the thing. It's just like in the 2008 housing crash. You know, you had the subprime mortgages, you know, being doled out by who? By Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, and then Wells Fargo. And then, so then who, when the things go up at the courthouse, these houses, and, you know, all over the country, which a lot of it was black people, because they, you know, there was all these incentives for black people to buy houses all of a sudden, you know, right before the crash, you know. So thanks a lot, Brother Obama, for that, you know, sucking me into the housing market at the last minute so your rich white Wall Street friends can skate, you know. Yeah, whatever. But, you know, these same companies then buying them on the courthouse steps at these public, at these auctions. I remember seeing in the Memphis Commercial Appeal, you'd see just pages of these foreclosures at the courthouse, and who would be at the bottom, you know, Wells Fargo, you know, would buy, you know, every single one of these and pick them up again and run it up again. And this time there just seems to be something else going on where they really, and maybe, I think it has to do with Agenda 21, which is this year, 2021. And basically, they don't want us to own anything. So, you know, they're going to try to really just deliberately push the price of real estate and everything else.
Let me say something about that. You're right. They really, this is a Soviet America. They don't want us to own anything. They want the state and the fascist corporations to own everything and then lease it to us, right? So what is that thing about how people will own nothing and they're going to try and sell it to people as being free?
Liberated.
You're free. You don't have any debts,
surfing,
no mortgages.
Liberation.
You're free. They'll keep taxing
them. That's a new Orwell, do a new book, and serfdom is liberation. It's just, that's the world we live in. Everything that they say now is a complete lie. And, you know,
everything they say is a complete lie, or it's as sure as hell is like 90% lie. It's all being corrupted into an unintelligible mass of noise and information overload and fear, and the average American now is just pretty much out of the game. They just are. I'm not knocking people. They just are. Yeah. It's just human. Yeah. You can't take it.
Yeah.
Oh, and here's another one. And I'd like to see housing for more people, but look, there are people of all colors in this society who have worked very hard to have a house in the suburbs. Nothing wrong with that. You earn the money. You deserve it. That's my view.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Biden now, communist that he is, they're talking. Here's what they did in Los Angeles. I don't know if you know this, Dean. They passed a law. I think it's a county law. It might even be bigger than that. It's a county law that allows every single plot of land that's a single-family residence zoned for one house, one home, whether it's a 50 by 100-foot lot, 50 by 150-foot lot, I don't care. One home, any home that is designated and sitting on a zoned single-family residential lot, now the owner is allowed to build in the garage a complete conversion into a rental and to build an up to 850-square-foot separate freestanding residence on that little lot. So you're going to see this all over, and all these little single-family home neighborhoods are going to be slums. It's just going to happen. There's too many people.
And there's not enough, and there isn't enough affordable housing. So,
you know,
it's like trying to fix that problem, and then you ruin it. But I mean, yeah, I don't know. That's why the asset bubbles are so dangerous, because you know when the housing prices go up to the level they have now, the rents go up with it. Because you know people that rent houses out, a lot of them, you know, have to make a mortgage payment. And that mortgage payment gets higher and higher with the cost of housing, with the cost of a house to buy going up. And there's just no, and then you know, they do these HUD affordable housing things, and they're just a total disaster. And usually they get farmed out to these contractors in Salt Lake City and these corporations, these hedge funds, and, you know, they're absentee.
Oh, and how much do they skim off of it?
Yeah, they're trying to knock out the little landlords, you know, the small landlords, you know. Like in the old days when you had, you know, people in that, maybe a room or another house or a couple houses in town and America, you know, and that was the middle class, you know, that was a lot of, you know, some of the way you could get ahead a little bit. And they weren't, and back then they weren't slumlords. Back then they did fix things for you. And you know,
people cared back then.
People cared. Yes, it was better than but it's just another example of the corporatization of this, And the cartel has just taken over. I mean, this cartel that we just talked about that's on your website, they're just taking everything over, everything. And then telling us we're liberated and talking about equity, and which is a totally, you know, capitalist term. I mean, you have equities in Wall Street, you have equities in your house. And they're just pretty much telling you your equity now, like your equity, you know, because your debt is, you know, is equity.
You are, yes, you're the physical, biological extension of digital debt.
Biology, all that. Transhumanism, but you know, there's a price tag on every little aspect of transhumanism. And so it's all just, it's kind of the most extreme form of capitalism maybe ever in the world, where you literally trick people into thinking that it's one thing when it's this whole other thing.
Well, it goes along hand in hand with the war on semantics. It's the same thing.
Yeah, etymology, all that. Yeah, right. And exactly. So, and that's one of the Nephilim's, you know, seven sacred science, you know, is rhetoric, you know.
And perfect.
They use that one more than any of the other seven, because it's just, they can mind control people. And even the written language was always used, you know. I heard Max Egan talking about, you know, the spelling. Like he came across some guy was talking about, you know, when you spell something, you're casting a spell, you know, by writing it down. And it was always the way of the queen, you know, and the king. Uh-huh. Used the kind of queen's legalese, lawyeristic, bourgeois language to confuse the Indians. And the slaves, you know, wherever they were colonizing people, you know, and just trashing them and taking all their stuff. Wherever they did that, they used that, and they got them to sign things that they didn't understand, and you know what I mean? And so there's some truth to it. So, and grammar is another of these Nephilim seven sacred signs, which were handed down to the current bloodlines, and largely administered by the Royal Society. Of whatever, mm-hmm.
you know,
there are many, and
you know,
this is the way they control us mentally, you know, keeping us on these fake theories and these fake paradigms, and this fake reality, really, this sort of this painting.
It's fakery from A to Z. You know, here's another thing, and you make a good point. Whether it be indigenous peoples or minorities or conquered peoples. And I mean, they can be conquered by war and they can be conquered by economics and finance. They're treated, people are treated just like the land or natural resources are treated. The people, if you think of it, they're strip mined. Think about it.
That's colonialism. That's what it always was. And now, now that, like John Trudeau predicted, that, we are literally being mined by technology. And, you know, when you combine tech with knowledge, and this is always when bad things have happened. This is right of what happened. You know, it's the giants built the pyramids, I think, and they got wiped out. And but there was some, apparently, what was it, Noah's kid married some Canaanite girl, and they spread this, the seed of the giants was remained. And then here comes Anunnaki, and he, you know, 8200 BC, a couple thousand years after that. And yeah, here we go again. So it's just another cycle of control by these dark entities that aren't natural, that aren't from here, that hate humans, that hate, you know, sort of hate the earth, and think they're smarter than God, and they can do a better job of terraforming this place into this electronic 5G hell that they're working on.
Digital plantation planet. That's what it is.
Digital plantation planet. I like it. That's good. I don't really need to say anymore, really. That's it. Digital plantation planet. Yeah, and it is a form of colonialism for sure, you know, but an extreme form. An extreme form.
Yes,
and,
it's
administered colonialism, well, it was the crown, the bloodlines. Always was, always has been, always will be, until we make it different. And then there won't be any colonialism, because that's their paradigm. You know, we don't...
That's always been their paradigm.
People don't think that way.
Mm-hmm.
People don't think that way. Humans, I mean, don't think that way. Naturally, and some are corrupted, yes, by these paradigms and by the money and the little boys or girls or whatever they bribe them with, but it's not normal, you know, and they're trying to normalize it right now and sort of initiate us into this Nephilim crown cult with the vaccination and with the, just the warped thinking, some warped morality that you see everywhere around you now, and, 13-year-old girls stabbing each other.
I got to take a break. Let's not forget about the 12-year-old girl who is now paralyzed from, I think it's the Pfizer vax did it. It's just horrible what's going on. Horrible. From A to Z. But that's what they want right now. This is terminal colonialism is what it is.
They just seem to bathe in misery. The only thing I can think of is misery. They're really sadomasochistic, sort of.
It's true. It's their life's blood in a way. Hold on a minute, Dean, and I will be right back. Hang on. Okay, and welcome back. You know, there's this thing about semantics and grammar. Grammar's dying. It used to be, let's say I was in live near you, and I was going to go and visit you too, and I said, I'm going to go visit. Well, going to now in text lingo is GNA. Now that's going to be accepted as credible grammar in schools because it's text grammar. You watch. This is the takedown. This is the takedown of formal grammar and literacy. GNA. And there are many other examples. I can't remember them now, but I've seen a number of these things. And they used to have in these smartphones, you'd text somebody and they'd have predictive spelling. In other words, you start to do a word and it'll auto-finish for you. Spell it out. Well, they've apparently, the people are overriding that, and they're putting this new language together. It's almost Stone Age stuff. I'm gonna.
You know.
I mean, it's weird when you think about it. It's going. This everybody's going back up in the trees.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just. It's kind of a paradox, right? Because it's supposed to be this high tech, you know, and all this. And,
total paradox.
It's a total paradox. I watched some on NHK tonight, the Japanese news, and they said there's this for the new Japanese driver's test. There's going to be an AI in the vehicle with the kid, and it'll read their facial expression and see if, you know, if they're getting angry or panicked or, you know, just all this different stuff, and that would be part of whether they passed or not. And, yeah, I mean, it's straight up just total full-spectrum dominance, total fascism, total it's a fascist dream.
Here, I got another one. I got another one. Diversity. Well, I mentioned earlier that there are moves now with the governments in various areas to destroy single family unit neighborhoods.
Sure.
They could take them down. All right. So the way I look at society, you've got different classes of people. You got poor white trash. You got inner city Latino. You got black. You got middle class. We used to have a middle class here. Now, and then we had an upper middle class. That's, to me, that was diverse. There's a diversity. There's a texture to the culture. All right.
Yeah,
you work hard.
Exactly.
Theoretically, you do better. Okay. Well, now Biden Obama has a new plan to create affordable, affordable multifamily housing in the suburbs. It's the same thing I explained about in LA. Single family properties, whether it's like a small lot, 50 by 100 feet, can have three separate residences on it. Now, each residence can have two cars, right? So not out of the question. So you have six cars on one lot that used to be a two-car garage and a house and a small backyard, small front yard. So when you start to homogenize everything like that, what's the first thing that goes out the window? Diversity. It's gone. Everything's the same. It's a gray goo. And this is the plan.
Yeah. And yet they say they're working for more diversity.
Oh,
but it's actually just the opposite. And there you go again. The Luciferian use of rhetoric and grammar and, yeah, fooling people with their little, with their forked tongues, the Indians would say.
Oh, yeah, are they ever?
Have forked tongues, you know, that's what the Indians always said. And they do. And probably fool, it's like, you know, this language is something you can hide behind. And
yeah.
Boy, do they ever. But yeah,
and
then you create the density in these areas where, well, it's the smart cities, Jeff. You know, they need dense, populated areas because, you know, with our little phones, we're all antenna, and the cars are running on LIDAR, and, you know, there's skyscraper gardens, and, you know, that's the whole plan is dense, populated, smart cities, and take away the country from countryside. And turn into
take that. Nature's gone. No more
and
nature.
Yeah.
Hey, it Blade Runner. Go look at Blade Runner again.
Yeah,
you want to see the inner cities? There you go.
That's right. Yeah, that's the plan. So I think, you know, it all seems to fit with their plan. Even in Rapid City, they're doing similar kind of stuff. And that'll be a smart city, you know, sure. Anything over 50,000, but, you know, but the funny thing is, another paradox, what are the people doing? Oh, the people are leaving the cities and buying rural property.
As fast as they can,
because they know, they may not know the details and, you know, who's behind it and whatever, but they sort of get the idea that these cities are becoming hellholes, and they are. rapes are up 322% in New York City.
They're dead.
They're not coming back.
Yeah.
Unlivable. So they're not coming back. And so then you go, well, what are you gonna do with those? You know, all that housing in those areas. I don't know. Maybe that's where the immigrants are gonna get shipped to. You know,
homeless immigrants. Yeah, that's what'll happen.
But it's, yeah, I don't know. Right. It just strikes me as, yeah, the whole thing is this globalist agenda, and the idea is actually is to wipe out any diversity, wipe out any.
Thank you.
Well, the entrepreneur class has to be wiped out, you know, because that's the backbone of what America is and always has been. So you have to. That's why they shut all the businesses down and play kabuki theater with the masks and scared people with it. It had nothing to do with medical. This has nothing to do with anything medical. You know, there may be medical things going on that would always be going on, like the flu or like, you know, maybe a really bad flu or like, you know, who knows what else. But the main driving force of this has nothing to do with medical. It has to do with a transition into a digital fourth industrial revolution by the fourth right that's emerging. Notice Israel is the first country to get the green passports. And, the crown will always, when the crown gets in trouble, they'll always blame the Jews. That's what they do. They'll blame the Jews. And, you know, it's their last line of defense. So it's almost like, you know, people in Israel right now are living in the Warsaw Ghetto, you know. And
well, the crown's going to roll out their passports here in the U.K. real soon. You watch.
The U.K. and EU, you know, has plans. And,
oh, and the crown colonies. Canada,
we
New
have,
Zealand, Australia.
New Zealand, oh, yeah, Australia will fold, Canada will fold, all the Commonwealth countries will fold. But I don't think it's going to work here. I mean, DeSantis already said, you know, your private businesses, you can't do business in Florida and require vaccination proof, you know, to get into your whatever. And Texas filed suit and, you know, said, you know, any state government access in Texas won't require a vaccine passport. And Kristi Noem has said the same thing here. She won't allow any kind of digital passport here to be used by businesses or government. So I do think America's just different, and it's always been different. And I don't know. I got to say, I've been, you know, you never want to let your guard down or whatever, but I've been encouraged by the real slide in vaccinations. I mean, even the mainstream media is reporting it, and you see these pictures on TV of, like, you know, I don't know, there's a place in Lubbock, Texas. I think it was like, must have been 500 chairs in that room for vaccinations. And there's three people, it looked like, in the room getting vaccinated.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
so
that
I think
is good.
We're
here's
a wall.
I think, well, okay. But that's good news and bad news, as I said. I'm very concerned that they're going to roll something out. Oh, they could roll out Ebola anytime. And,
sure.
That would be sickening.
It's probably this Indian double variant, they're calling it.
A double variant? I hadn't heard that. Come on.
It's in Belgium and France now. It's starting in India. That's why India is getting clobbered, they say. I think they probably put some 5G towers up there. That's what happened. But you're exactly right. But now, will the people be stupid enough? I mean, and then how many more people will roll over? And then they'll say, oh, look, you 40% of people, you're the problem. And, you know, but I don't know. I just think, I feel like people have kind of already made their decision, maybe. And
The people are what?
I think, made their decision already. And I think 40%, if we can get 40% and not take it.
Yes.
You know, because I really think we kind of, I've been saying this lately, I think we won the information war, and that's why COVID happened. And now I think we're winning it again in this phase with the vaccine discrediting itself, but also us discrediting it, you know, with scientific evidence, as opposed to their kind of conspiracy theories that they come up with about, you know, how the voodoo of a mask and how it's going to save you and the magical power of the, you know, the alchemist needle and all this voodoo. They kind of, we have science on our side, actually, and they're kind of whacked out, you know, crackers. And, you know, that's part of the information war. It's just, again, just the opposite. You tell the public just the opposite. These are the crazy people. These are the scientists. But it's just the opposite. Again, I think the way you kind of want it, maybe.
I don't know. That's an interesting
That's, it's a lot of carnage. It sucks, but you know, still, but it, yeah, well, try this. Something.
Try this on. This is real simple. They totally set us up, and they split this country politically, geopolitically. It's split. They cracked it, fractured it. All right. Now what have they done? 40%, if you're right, you may be, non-vaxxed, 60% vaxxed. And now the stories are coming out that the vaxxed can pass something along to the unvaxxed. So you're going to have a double split. The schism in this culture is not going to be repairable for a long time. People have been given this vax with the idea that it permanently causes your cells to begin to produce the spike protein, which apparently is being shed and apparently is causing problems in people who have protected their sanctity as a human life form and not gotten this shot. So you got people now who are writing to me saying, I don't want to be around anybody who's been vaxxed. So this is not good.
Again, just the opposite of what they tell us.
Exactly.
Which is, you know, if you're vaccinated, be careful if you're around unvaccinated. But it's just absent. We have to be careful not to be around them.
We're going to have to wear the masks, huh?
We're going to have to wear. That could happen. But it's interesting. And of course, they know all these things that, you know, this is going to further divide people and create this sort of.
This has all been planned out long ago. Yeah.
Reservation class, you know, but we're all Indians now, you know, it's kind of how it is. And, but yeah, I don't know. There's all kind of, and they will, Pfizer, you talked about Pfizer and 12-year-old girl before the break, or you mentioned this girl getting injured. And, you know, Pfizer was for years, you know, tons of military contracts. And they were really at the forefront of vaccinating U.S. soldiers, you know, and I know U.S. soldiers and, a lot of them, and a lot of them really think they got messed up with a lot of vaccinations. A lot of them
they did get messed up. No doubt. No doubt.
Yep. And so you're going to trust this company now to, I don't know, guinea pig on our soldiers, you know? Yeah, wave the flag, support the troops, you know? And meanwhile, it's Nazi, Combine, Pfizer, Rockefeller-controlled company, you know, killing our troops and debilitating our military and, I don't know. And I saw the other video you had up there about the little nanotech, you know, going.
It's right there in the back. It's right there. They got a vial of Pfizer, and they put it under 2,000 power, and that's just one of the items they found in there. There could be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. We don't know. That's a machine. That's a nanobiological machine at work right in front of your eyes.
Yeah, and they were also at the forefront of, you know, they were doing a lot of studies with the Pentagon, just, you know, how to subdue people using vaccinations, you know, just straight up. You know, that was the theme. And of course it got into nanotech. Everything, it's all nanotech now. Nanotech's the key to their whole dystopian, you know, wet dream that they got in mind. So, yeah, I mean, it's all right there. And in some ways, I think the Johnson & Johnson, you know, could be a way, you notice the AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson, which are more your traditional vaccines, have kind of now been discredited, right?
Well, they're both adeno. They're adeno platform vaccines, adenovirus. Yeah. So they put the genetics of the spike protein or the actual mRNA into the adenovirus, and they pump that into you. That's causing lots of obvious trouble. So are the other ones. So they're fading. Yeah. The adenovirus platform is not going to be one, the ticket. They're trying to give them away free in Europe now because they got so many.
Yeah,
AstraZeneca.
They'll be doing the same with Johnson & Johnson, I think, here, you know, when they send that back out, which they
will
do now. They announced it late today that they approve it again. So, but it'll set too. But, you know, it's part of the reason they're doing that to sort of give a leg up to the more nanotech, you know, scaffolding, plasma, you know, sort of hydrogel, which my impression is the Pfizer and the Moderna are the creepier of the two.
They are absolutely. Yes.
So I think it maybe this was almost an intentional, you know, a little bit of discrediting of Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca possibly by the powers that be. But,
anything's possible, my friend. You got it. Anything's possible.
Yeah. We don't know, but you know, it's all bad, though. You're right. It's all bad.
If that nurse is right, and all the data seems to certainly point to that, and I'm talking about the vaxxed people after a certain period of time, let's say weeks, maybe less, maybe more, maybe a month or two, when that has worked, that mRNA has reprogrammed their genetics in enough of their body's cells that they're producing around the clock this spike protein and nothing else, nothing else. It's starting to literally, the pot's boiling over, it's coming out of all your body fluids, it's exhalations, and it's spreading something to the non-vaxxed. They're getting sick, real sick. And it's causing women to have severe reproductive problems. Men, just massive nosebleeds I've been reading about. This is, it's not good. It's not good.
It's not good. No, it's not good. And you just got to stay away from it. And that's as simple as that.
And yet, Dean, we got crazy people. I talked to somebody again today. And out in the middle of the woods, you go for a walk in the woods, right? There's people out there wearing masks.
Really? Wow.
In the middle of the woods. Wow. This is.
I've never seen that here, for what it's worth.
You sit on the porch, I guess. You guys sit on the porch and count California license plates, huh? Moving in?
Yeah, it won't be long. You're right. It won't be long. But. Yeah, it's pretty bad that way, I'll tell you what. But I don't know, you know, nothing's changed here. I guess,
glad.
I know
that's good.
People, yeah, no, it's been incredible. And now, you know, if you look at the, you can go on the line, look at the AAA travel map, and they've got this page where it shows the restrictions. And for the longest time, it was like the only green on the map was South Dakota and Tennessee. And now you look at that map, and there's a lot of states that have, you know, lifted all restrictions. Mm-hmm. You don't hear about that in the news. You don't hear about
I don't
it
see
ever.
100,000 people ever. Dropping dead in the streets of Texas or Florida.
Well, nobody else does either. And so, really, in a way, they're discrediting themselves, I think, largely. And, yeah, now the CDC says today, maybe we don't have to wear a mask outside because, you know, we have found that, you know, wearing a mask outside the virus doesn't spread outside. And it's like, okay, so a year and a half later, now you're going to tell us the virus doesn't
the virus,
spread outside.
The damn virus is a joke. The virus is a flu. And flu, where does the flu go? There's no flu cases. It's now called, they call it coronavirus.
Yeah.
Look, you
it's
need...
flu, and it probably,
you need to breathe. You need to be around other people. You need to sense and pick up their own exogenous little toxins so your immune system can learn. That's how you learn. When you sterilize yourself with a mask, and your immune system starts to fall apart.
Yeah, no, that's right. And then it's just people got panicked. They panicked people.
They beat the hell out of them for the last year. You got it.
Yeah, just freaked them out. And you know, without, you know, addictions to technology and the internet and cell phones, that would not have been possible. Panic those people. So I think they set it up with the technology. They set it up with these devices, you know, to where we got addicted to them. And then, of course, they could hive mind people and get everybody kind of say the same thing. And if you said something different, you get whacked down, like whack-a-mole, and then you learn not to. And then, you know, all this kind of conditioning using technology, and then, boom, you know, it's all bad flu season coming. We saw the economy crashing. Oh, time to pull the trigger, boys. Let's do it. Lockstep, Rockefeller Foundation, 2010. And look what's happened. You know, people falling into lockstep, you know, through lockdowns. So, sure. But then again, not everybody fell into lockstep. And I just feel like the people, I should say Montana passed a law like that too, where you can't, they're not going to allow the COVID passport to be used. So there's a lot, but you don't hear about that on the mainstream media. You know, really, you have to dig for it because they don't want you to know that. They
Mind Programming Central.
Oof, yeah. It's terrible. Yeah, it is. But, it'll be interesting because pretty soon we're going to know, like, idea how many people took the shot. It won't be very much longer. That's the nice thing. Well, another month to...
Well, they're claiming 200 million doses have been given, about 180 million people.
About half of adults, right? So, you know, yeah.
About half.
I've noticed, yeah, about half, yeah. Of the adults, yeah, not the kids, not common kids.
No. Well, they're working on the kids now. Don't worry about that.
They're working on the kids. That's what they're, I think that's what they're doing with the shedding they were talking about. And, yeah, they're going to get the kids sick now. And, of course, that's when parents really freak out, you know, right? When your kid gets sick and you can't blame them. So, yeah, it's horrible. But we'll just see what happens. I think Fauci's losing a lot of credibility. Jim Jordan really laid into him. Boy, that was fun to watch.
He beat him up pretty good.
He did. Made him look bad. And he pretty much lied, just openly lied about things and made up stuff.
He's been lying since day one. He's a fraud.
Absolutely. Yeah, and he's a pharmaceutical salesman.
That's all he is.
He's a pharmaceutical salesman. That's all he is. And
I agree.
CDC is a private corporation listed on Dun & Bradstreet. And apparently there's a CDC Africa subsidiary. You can't do that if it's a government organization.
You know the U.S. Department of Agriculture owns and profits on patents? Another one. It's just government is really just, malignant, it's malevolent, it doesn't represent anything except the corporate elite anymore. We're nothing. We're an impediment.
Looking over by the town contractors. Yeah.
That's right.
Live to fight another day, we will, Jeff.
Indeed. You guys take care of yourselves. Always great
you too,
to talk to you. Okay, dude.
You too, Jeff. All right.
Thanks.
Take care.
Good night.
Bye.
Dean Henderson. All right. There's so many really good people out there. They have no voice. We don't get access to the main event, which is the mainstream media. So it's hard to get the message out there. Oh, this is split in the society is terrible. The vaxxed and the unvaxxed. It's going to be real bad. Okay, back in a minute.